Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Tucker Sappington, who here at UL Lafayette is the Associate Dean of Students, and with the Festival International de Louisiane is the Vice President of Marketing.
Correct.
So you've got a lot on your plate right now. Spring is kind of springing outside right now.
Exactly.
And the festival office is busy.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, we're just realizing that we're coming up on that 30-day mark. We're almost there.
Oh,
we're almost one month away from festival. So we're getting excited. And then, of course, the weather changed for the better this weekend. So we're really hoping this continues for the next 45 days or so that we can have all of it. But, yeah, it's all there. People are starting to talk. People are starting to say things.
Yeah, I think the weather does make people think of festivals and being outside finally and getting to pull out all their great festival T-shirts. And so we are getting close, like you said, about maybe close to the 30-day mark when it really starts getting very busy over at the festival office. One thing that people can do as they're impatient for the festival to arrive is to volunteer.
Exactly. We're very excited because as of last week, we've opened up our volunteer sign-up. For those of people who don't remember, I mean, obviously festival has become such a huge part of this area, and we appreciate everything. And in order for us to keep it free, our volunteers are key, or else we'd have to pay some people to come in and do that, and then it would cost y'all to walk in and have to go through the gates, and we don't want to do that. So
right.
We need over 2,000 volunteers over the course of 5 days, and so our registration's online now, and we want you to get out there and start signing up if you can for individual shifts as you can. If you want to continue to do it in group settings, we can do that, but it's on the website. We're excited about it. We need 2,000 to make this happen.
That's a huge number, but you've never had trouble as you get close to the festival filling all of those volunteer positions. Give us a sense of the range of jobs that people can do as a volunteer.
You know, if people think about it, they hear volunteer and they're like, oh goodness, is this going to be like an all-day thing? You know, this isn't like a lot of other nonprofits. We have 5 days in which we spread out everything. So typically, a normal time would be between 2 to 3 hours for you to work in a day if you feel like it. And you can work one or two or three shifts if you want to, whatever you want to do. But we have areas all the way from security, which is just simply managing the crowd in and off of the VIP areas and behind stage. We have recycling. We have ticket sales. We have liquor booths. We have actual and anything else you can think of, merchandise. We have artist hospitality, transportation. Everything goes into play that we need you to do it. Anything you see, any area that you've walked up to during festival, it's probably a volunteer. They're one of those people wearing those really cool free shirts you get because you volunteer for festivals. So
people treasure those.
Exactly. So we need a wide range of people every day.
And it's a really nice way to get closer to the festival, to get closer to the artists, to see a little bit of the behind the scenes of festival. I mean, just when you're mentioning artist hospitality and transportation, you're in very close contact with these artists. You're driving them. You're getting to talk with them, perhaps practice a little bit of French if they're from a Francophone country.
Exactly. Well, and one thing that's different about us and other music festivals is that a lot of the other music festivals with their volunteers, you have to apply to become a volunteer, and then they have to select you, typically because your ticket price is included in your volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get as close to some of the acts that you do here. You definitely get a sense of community when you're volunteering for Festival International because you know that walking around during those 5 days, you get to experience so much that a lot of people don't. So for 3 hours, if you give back your time, and who knows, maybe you get to shake the hand of somebody that you would never get to shake the hand of, or you meet somebody in the Lafayette Parish government that maybe just happened to be there that day, or just in the simple fact that you get to watch the faces of people who are walking by and know that you gave your 3 hours in order for you to give back and to keep it free for 5 days and for everyone to come and enjoy. So you're right. Even like transportation, like you said, you could be right there in the vehicle with somebody if you needed to, or transporting them from hotel to scene, from scene back to hotel, whatever it may be. We have so many opportunities for you to get involved. And so look at it, see what your strengths are, see if you want to try something new maybe, and do that. And it's great. And like I said, we give you a free T-shirt too, which is huge, and it says we will work for festival with a pin on it. So it's even better.
That's right. I think my son has one from high school that's ragged, but he still pulls that shirt out. I think it was recycling.
Exactly.
But they're very proud of it. And they got a group of their friends in high school together and went and volunteered as a group. So that's a nice way to be with your friends and volunteer.
And I'm glad you said that, because actually this year during Festival International is spring break for the Lafayette Parish Schools as well as UL Lafayette. So a lot of our students will be free. And a lot of times they're worried about taking that test the next day or having to be in class all day and they can't make it. Or on the weekend they're so concerned that they have something to do. Well, guess what? You're free this time.
That's
so
right.
Especially for our students who would like to give back, or some of our high school seniors who are really interested in what's going on, or at least learning a little bit more about your community, it's a great opportunity. And Judith, you know many people that have volunteered for years with Festival. And
it's changed many people's lives.
Exactly.
I mean, look at yours. You've been involved on the board for a long time.
Exactly.
And I want to talk about the volunteerism of the board, too, because you all work from the moment Festival ends. I think the next month y'all start having board meetings.
You've known a lot of us for a long time,
yes,
Judith, so you know exactly how this works.
And that also helps to make Festival free as well.
It does.
Just the hours that you all put in throughout the year.
Right. Well, one of the really great things is, and I can't speak to how amazing this board of directors is for Festival International, and we're lucky in the sense that we have an amazing staff, though, that puts a lot of the grunt work into play. Missy Paskey-Wood is the new executive director. I say new. She's been there for a while now. Mm-hmm. But then it falls down to a PO, Michelle, Lisa, and Diane, and Bobby, and all the rest of them that are on staff with us, that they take care of the daily grind that we go through every, you know, mm-hmm. and get through. Mm-hmm. The board of directors, it's about a 32-man board, and they've been working, like you said, since we ended last year.
That's right.
To today. Mm-hmm. And each person has their own area, and they take care of it. And what people don't realize is that these are people who work every day their regular jobs.
That's right.
And then they leave in the evening, and you know, we can sit in that office for a couple hours each night. And as we get closer to the festival and we're having to do a lot of the things like bundling tickets or putting together or rolling posters and bagging pins, like those are all done
by
our boards.
These are not glorious things.
No, not at all.
Y'all are in the trenches
exactly.
doing small things as
but
well.
They take time out of their every day and they do this. And I think it's because they know without a doubt how much this festival means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me personally, moving here, it changed my life and my perception of what Lafayette was. And to watch all of these people who grew up here and the people who've stayed here because of a festival like this,
mm-hmm.
It's really quite interesting. And it brings – the board is such a good – it's a great group of people from all over, and they all do different things. We have all different strengths. But one really cool thing is that all of our friends follow us. They come, and they're like, oh, he's on the board or
mm-hmm.
she's on the board.
Mm-hmm.
I want to work. I want to serve. And I want to do what I can.
And I think many of you on the board had volunteer positions before, starting off in various recycling or security
exactly.
or one of those other positions, and your interest just grew and grew.
Exactly. Well, actually, every single person that's on the board was a volunteer at some time, and
mm-hmm.
that's what's great. And what's funny is all of our staff were volunteers at one point,
right.
too. So they did it, and they're like, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're lucky because of where we live, that this area supports so many different festivals and so many different nonprofit organizations. And the community here in Acadiana just loves that. And mm-hmm. and it's a great opportunity. It speaks a lot about the people who live here.
They're very
and
generous
that's huge.
With their time.
Exactly.
And they really want to make this place a better, more culturally rich place
yes.
to live. So start by volunteering a couple hours, and you, too, could end up being on the board
exactly.
at some point, and making sure that this festival is here for all of us. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Tucker Sappington, who is on the board of Festival. He is the Vice President of Marketing. He also works here at UL as the Associate Dean of Students, works very hard in his day job, and then helps to make sure the festival goes smoothly throughout the rest of the year. So people can volunteer now, whether as individuals or groups,
right.
they can do that online.
Right. If you are interested, you go to festivalinternational.com. It's right there on the front. It says volunteer. Click on the link. Log in, for those of y'all who haven't logged in before, and make sure you have all your information in there that's up to date so that we can stay in contact with you, obviously. But more importantly, take some time. Look over the different areas we have. Read about them. See what's interesting to you. For all of our return volunteers, you already know what y'all are doing. Y'all probably already filled out your spots and
mm-hmm.
you're good to go. But we're very excited about it because right now is our big drive. You know, we want to get to the week of festival and know that we have all of our different shifts that are taken care of, that we're good to go, and that from there, we got festival ready to roll that day.
That's right. And you could sign up now for 2 or 3 hours, as you said,
mm-hmm.
and then during festival, you have an on-site volunteer center where if you feel like you have more time, you could drop in and
exactly.
offer to volunteer.
As a matter of fact, our volunteer center has become a kind of like a like an information bureau, if you would say that. Like, it's where you stop on the way in. Nick R. Curry, who is our volunteer manager from the board level side, he has been working diligently over the past year to improve last year's volunteer center. You can always stop by there, even if you don't want to sign up online. And you can simply walk in and Nick can help you out with it. Obviously, we'd like for you to do it online as soon as possible. But if you're just stopping by, or if you're somebody who's traveling in internationally and you're listening to us today and you know what, I'm going, but I just don't know what my schedule's going to be like when I get there, please stop by. We always, you know, we always have people who can't make it for some reason and we need to fill those spots. And come on, we'd love to have you. And what better way than if you're stopping through to say, you know what, I spent 3 hours and I got to see the other side and it was great.
Right. So a really good opportunity. Again, if you've got guests or family coming in, they may want to see a little bit more of festival than just the performances on stage.
Exactly.
So they can volunteer too as well. So you can volunteer now, or if you want to add a few hours or you're just not certain right now, you can do that at festival. But it really helps the festival to indicate as much as possible now how many hours you can volunteer. So online, just click that volunteer button and find out all the different areas that you can volunteer. And remember, if you have a group, a service group, whether you're in high school, college, or just in the community, you can sign up as a group as well and sport your T-shirts all together.
Come walking around festival a whole week knowing that you volunteered and gave your time to keep it there.
So. That's right. So many opportunities to just volunteer and keep the festival free for all of us. Now, it is still a little bit away, probably 5 weeks away right now. So you're rolling out various aspects of pre-festival, including the volunteer opportunities. But you will be putting your mobile app up as well very soon.
Mobile app should go out hopefully by the end of this month. We'll have everything early April so that you can see what it is. That mobile app will include schedules and maps and where you can go see this and where you can get what food. It'll have our food vendors on there, our artist vendors. You know, it'll also have information regarding any types of changes that might happen during festival. Very few do, but if you ever need to know anything, it's your one-stop shop on your phone, on your smartphone, and go to it and say, here it is. This is what I need to do. So please look for that as it comes to roll out. Also, our 5K registration has come out as well, so you can start signing up for the 5K, which is Saturday morning at festival, so we're very excited about that too. Last year, we had close to 700 participants in the 5K. We'd like to eclipse that again this year if we can. It's going to be beautiful outside, so we don't have to worry about it.
The more people who sign up, the more beautiful
it's going to be that day. I promise you. So you can sign up for that as well. So we have volunteer registration. We have the mobile app coming out. We have the 5K registration available. We have our videos up about the musicians that are playing. It's just getting to that excitement point in this building. And, you know, I know that first day is going to come quicker than we know it. And everybody's going to be like, it's here.
Absolutely. So the 5K is a 5K walk run. So
yes,
you can walk or run.
Exactly.
Just participate in the whole excitement of the morning. And then you can have time to go shower and get back to the festival.
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, when the 5K ends, we have music playing when you get done. And so it is a walk run. So please don't think that you have to come out there and be super competitive. I'm not a runner by any means. So I wouldn't be out there running. But I'll be out there walking it and checking on everything, make sure it's going. It's a really cool way. I love watching it because a lot of families show up in the morning and you see a lot of strollers and you see a lot of wagons that are going around. And moms and dads are just getting the morning start off that Saturday morning. And then they just kind of stick around and hang out. And like you said, run home before lunch and then come back and eat lunch and do some shopping. So please just, if you want to do the KR, I mean, if you want to do the KRVS, fun, I'm sorry.
We'll be there too.
KRVS will be there streaming live the whole time.
That's right.
But the 5K is out there ready to register. So please do that. You know, and if you know anybody that's really into that, make sure they get in.
Well, when you're talking about the parents strolling the babies, I'm sure there are some of those parents who may not have even been born when the first festival took place. So they were babies probably at some of those first festivals. Really nice generational connection there for festival right now. So lots of things going on. I believe you also have an art auction coming up that will help the festival. Mm-hmm. When is that going to take place? Is that coming up soon or is that closer to festival?
No, it's actually taking place very soon. It's one of our one of our private events that we have and that we'll be having very soon, as a matter of fact. Each year, I don't think a lot of people know this, but our artwork is a one of a kind piece every year that we select artists, which is Dee Dee Manley this year, and the piece is beautiful. But that artwork inspires our pin and our poster, and you know, a lot of people will probably say kind of inspire festival for the year. And we were very fortunate to have someone like Dee Dee this year who her work is beautiful, and she did a tremendous job. That artwork every year is auctioned off, and it's part of a fundraiser that we do, obviously, to help contribute back to the festival. And so this year we're going to auction that off and see how it goes. And it's really become bigger in the past, like, 5 years.
Since the 25th, really.
Exactly. And so we have, you know, that's another great aspect about Lafayette and about this festival is that each artist that we selected each year, they all kind of are tied to each other. They all know each other. And, you know, last year we had Fred Daspit with his piece. And, of course, he has inspired so many people.
Yes.
And so when we had his auction, there were a lot of artists who wanted to come just to support him.
That's right.
And obviously this year with Dee Dee, we've had a surprising amount of people say, I want to come see Dee Dee's piece. I want to see what happens. I want to see what goes on. But we're excited about the art auction.
Definitely.
And it should be pretty successful this year, we hope.
So many different elements having to do with the festival right now. We did mention that Caravius will be streaming it live, and we're going to be probably right on Jefferson Street this time. We're going to have a presence in the Science Museum.
Exactly.
So we'll be right near, I guess they're having interviews with various artists, and KRVS's booth will be set up right there.
As a matter of fact, we have moved the chat room this year. The chat room is where you get an opportunity to do a little more face-to-face time with some artists, those who don't volunteer and get to meet them on the backside, those who are just walking around and want a chance to sit down and see what's going on. Our chat room, we've partnered with the Lafayette Science Museum this year, and a great partnership. We're excited about it, but it's going to be in the forefront, and KRVS is going to be a big part of that,
right
too. We're excited about it.
So take a look for the chat room behind the big glass windows at the Science Museum, and KRVS will be there as well, streaming the entire festival live. So if you have friends or family who can't make it, you can tell them that they can be there as well and really enjoy the festival too, and make their plans to come the next year.
Exactly. They'll hear everything going on KRVS, be like, I have to be there for
this
now.
That's right. You just feel like you're right there down on the streets at Jefferson. Again, my guest Tucker Sappington is on the board of Festival International de Louisiane. The festival takes place the last week of April. What are the dates?
April 23rd through the 27th.
You must have that imprinted in your brain.
Yes.
So the 23rd, you start on the Tuesday or the Wednesday? What is the
official
date?
We start on the Wednesday.
Date? Okay, that's
the
23rd.
And we'll have one stage open that evening at Fado Do is what I call it. And it's right there at the beginning of Jefferson Street, right next to the old federal courthouse, old federal building. And then on the second night, Thursday, we open that stage and Scene International. And then from there, we open all of them on Friday.
Them,
so everything rolls out on Friday evening.
Real rollout. You know, that first night is kind of becoming a sort of a reunion for so many
people
who get together and reminisce about past festivals and just sort of get their, I don't know, their feet wet into festival again.
I think it makes it easier. They're like, just come to the only stage that's open tonight.
That's right.
The rest of the week, we won't be able to find you because we'll be rolling around all the different stages.
That's right. So you can talk to a lot of the board members and volunteers. It's a really good night to participate. So that's the 23rd. Of April, Wednesday, and that's a really nice week, as you said, because UL is off and the Lafayette Parish Schools are off, and so it's a great time to volunteer and attend festival as well. Festival International de Louisiane 2014 opens on the 23rd, but so many ways to participate before. You can volunteer, get your mobile app, all kinds of things going on. So go to the website and you can find out all the ways to participate pre-festival.
Well, thank you, Tucker. Thank you all so very much. Thank KRVS for everything they've done for the past several years of helping us keep this going. And we really do appreciate taking time to talk to us during the day.
It's a great pleasure for us.